Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Might as well jump. We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure. My website is www.jbsba.com. Hope you subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget, in addition to being able to read the incredibly intelligent articles that I write for you, and in addition to being able to receive the schedule of the upcoming show, the guests who are going to be on the upcoming show for that the next week, you also get some advantages from our corporate partners. Because you're an opt-in member of our community, that puts you in a little affinity group that gives you some special discounts. And so I hope you'll take advantage of that. And when you subscribe, ask us about that. Ask us about what some of those things are, and we'll tell you. And that's at jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Judy Lawrence is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is a personal financial counselor. She's a budgeting coach. She speaks about these issues all over the country. She's the author of one of the most important books on budgeting that I've ever seen, sold hundreds of thousands of copies, called The Budget Kit. Now, and I guess I'm holding the fourth edition. There may be a new one, but she's our good friend. Judy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. I'm always happy to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate it. It's good to have you back as well. What's the news? What's the update? What's the newest bit of information on doing a better job of managing the finances of our business and our lives that you'd like to talk to us about?
Well, you know, I think the new news is that the old news always is very important to hang on to. You know, it's always important to be paying attention to the expenses for the business, to be planning ahead, to know where their money's going, to make sure that you're anticipating appropriately for the various situations that are going to be coming up for your business. And that piece never seems to change, and that's a piece that's always fascinating, especially for new, really small businesses, you know, some of the solopreneurs who haven't quite been able to separate their business and their personal expenses.
The commingling issue is really dangerous in the early days, especially, isn't it?
Oh, so much. And, I mean, even the simplest thing, I have one client whose husband is starting up his own business, and they still haven't separated their credit card. They haven't separated the checking account. I mean, those are like the basic steps to make sure you at least have that, even if it's, I mean, you want it for to have straight records, but it just keeps your life simpler as well.
Right.
When you have everything all together.
But it's so hard in the early days. I've been there, Judy. It's so hard when, you know, if there's only a nickel coming in, how do you partition? I guess we can get them into pennies, but you know, it really is, isn't it? I mean, when especially if you're starting out, you know, a lot of people out there, Judy, right now, if they've been downsized, right sized, can sacked, laid off, fired, whatever, and they need some cash coming in to feed the family, and they start their small business and they start having some success, they start collecting some money, and it's money. It's not to them in the early days. It's not a sale. It's money to pay the rent, to pay the light bill, to pay for the braces and all that kind of stuff. It's hard in those days to separate all that, isn't it?
It is very hard to separate all that, and the key is mostly in the record keeping, because you're going to be, you know, having your money coming in. It won't be enough to cover probably the business and the personal, but you'll just, the main thing is, as it's entering, recording it in the proper place, but then you're just taking your draw or you're making a notation that it's going to the personal, rather than just having all money coming in and having it so totally commingled that you don't have the proper records for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it is important to be starting off right from the beginning with a plan for your business of how much do you actually need to run the household? What's the minimum that you need to run the household? So you have a clearer picture of what your needs are going to be for the business. I'm always amazed at the number of people who are starting their business who don't really know how much money they need to be targeting to be bringing in each month, not only to cover business expenses, but primarily to be able to pull enough out to cover the personal expenses.
Right. So how do we do that? What's the best way to do that?
Well, first of all is to, we're going to start by creating the personal household budget, and that is to be going through not only your fixed expenses, which everybody seems to have that down, but to be looking at all those incidental expenses that are coming up throughout your month, from the entertainment to the personal to the children to household events, pet expenses, the various kinds of incidental expenses. And that's the one piece. And then the second piece is to make sure you have a handle on those periodic expenses in your household and personal expenses, such as, if you pay the car insurance every 6 months, or you have car maintenance, you have health maintenance, you have tuition perhaps for various events for your children, whatever kind of periodic expenses are coming up, make sure to incorporate a plan for those expenses. And once you have that big picture, then you know what your personal needs are, and you do the same thing then for your small business, looking at your licensing, looking at your publications, looking at your normal monthly expenses, but you look at your monthly expenses and you look at your annual periodic expenses.
You know,
to be sure you're planning for both.
You know, Judy, it's for most of us a personal budget scenario is not all that. It's pretty intuitive. We kind of know what our expenses are supposed to be, the groceries and the utility bills and the rent and that sort of thing, and the mortgage payment, car payment, whatever. Those things are pretty much top of mind. Where a lot of people get into a problem, and this causes a lot of failures and a lot of bankruptcies, unfortunately, and a lot of grief, and that is having no clue about the expenses of starting and growing a business. And I'm not even talking about operating a business. That's not that mm-hmm. unintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, operating a business is very similar to operating a home. You got to pay for the fixture, the facility. You got to pay for the phone. You got to pay for, those kinds of things. But where small businesses get into a real bind, I think, especially in the early days, and it really not just in the early days, and that's in the idea of growing their business.
Exactly.
Because they don't realize how much it takes. It takes more than they ever thought to start and run a business.
Mm-hmm.
But when they start having mm-hmm. some success and they start growing their business,
mm-hmm.
and they start saying, wait a minute, I'm doing better. I've got all these sales. How come I still don't have any cash? It's because you're growing. And we're going to get Judy to help us understand how to budget for that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Judy Lawrence, is our guest. Her book is called The Budget Kit. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. We're visiting with Judy Lawrence. She's the author of The Budget Kit. Judy, give us your website, please, and tell us where your book's available.
It is moneytracker.com. Again, that's www.moneytracker.com. And when they get to my website, they're welcome to sign up for my free e-course and the free newsletter.
All right.
So always want to offer value there.
I appreciate that. We like free things around here. And and by the way, folks, in the back of Judy's book, you have a CD as well, don't you, Judy?
Now, the CD is for an online budgeting affiliate that I am involved with. And
right.
it's a great way for people who love doing everything online. They can handle all of their finances through this company where they can download all their information. And the neat thing about this particular budgeting is that you've set up all of your records, all of your categories, how much you want to have in each of them. And then every time you spend, whether it's your credit card or your checking or your debit or cash, however you do it, it subtracts it out so you always know exactly where you stand at any time for any of your categories.
Right. Judy, one of the things I've been saying for a long time is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary to say undercapitalized. Just say small business, and it's understood. And I know you agree with me about that. And the reason, and here's why. It's not that you're not successful. It's not that you won't be successful. It's not that you're not profitable. It's not that, you know, that you can't have, you know, run a good operation. But for a small business, there's always some place to put the money. We're always growing. That because we're small, we're always looking for new opportunities. We're growing. You know, Judy, you and I were talking about changes that we're making to our websites. We're always wanting to put, you know, to add value, as you say, to our customers, that kind of thing. There's always some place to put that money. And so just about the time you think, well, maybe I can start taking a little more money out for myself, along comes this new opportunity. And it's hard to know how to budget for all those things, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting how similar it is to personal budgets. It's that whole, I think it's a Parkinson's law, like the more you make, the more you spend.
That's right.
And it is important to watch that and stay simple with your personal so that you don't keep drawing the money out. And with the business, you know, we should have such a problem that we're growing so fast. And yet that is a major problem. If you're growing too fast and you're not planning for it, you're not anticipating those expenses, that's where people really can lose it, unfortunately. So it is important to make sure you're getting enough capital and that you're utilizing it wisely and not pulling out money too soon. And if you're still small and not knowing what to do, make sure you're getting mentoring and help and take advantage of all the help and services that are out there so that you're preparing properly for how you're going to be allocating those expenses. And looking down the road, what are the new things in your particular industry that are coming up that are going to be causing you more expenses or could be your advantage if you were to get in early?
Those could be threats or opportunities, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And that's the thing now, with so much going on and all the information that we're being deluged with, it's important to be staying kind of on that horizon and seeing what is coming up on both ends. That could be very, you know, what's the new product or the new service that might be out there that's going to be major competition for you? That means you need to take a different angle or be putting more money into your marketing or more money into another facet of the business.
One of the things that we have to do, and I think this is maybe this is called budgeting our opportunity. We have to, a lot of times small business owners get the idea that they need to be doing other things besides what they're really good at. And that's a mistake a lot of times. I think the key to success with limited capital, which most of us have, the key to success is to stick to your knitting, I think. What do you think, Judy?
Stick to your knitting and find your niche. I mean, stay there and don't try to spread yourself too thin. In today's economy, it seems like the best approach is find where you fit and do your absolute best in that arena, give the best value, give the best service, and stay focused there.
Well, and keep finding those customers who want those things. People are used to dealing with niches these days, aren't they? They're more used to dealing with niches. In fact, I think the more the big box companies create all this commoditization, the more human beings want all this niche service because it's customized.
They're starting to expect that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're expecting having all their needs met and being able to find all the particulars that they're interested in, because now they can. I mean, that's the difference. Before, your choices were limited. Now you have so many choices, and you know that you can find what you want. And so the important thing is to be able to provide it and to have your business ready to provide it on all levels, you know, whether you're a storefront, and making sure if you are a storefront that you also have your Internet presence and that you're staying on top of things with your Internet.
Right. Well said. Do you get into your, I've got about 30 seconds. Do you get into time budgeting in your book?
Not necessarily the time budgeting, other than being aware of your months and anticipating for your months and your weeks and your
years.
Because
time is a very important component of your business operation, though. There's no question about that. Judy, give us your website again, please.
The website is www.moneytracker.com.
And the book is called The Budget Kit. Judy Lawrence, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time.
All righty.
Judy Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break, right back with our new friend, Dana Berliner. We're going to talk about a Supreme Court decision that you need to know about, if you don't already, and what you can do about it. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'll be right back.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can't try.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.